So this patient has a diagnosis of squamous cell carcinoma of the lung as evidenced by the high serum calcium in a smoker who has weight loss and fatigue. Squamous cell carcinoma of the lung classically secretes paraneoplastic PTHRP, which is parathyroid hormone-related peptide. This will increase serum calcium since it functions the same as PTH. However, it is not the same as PTH. So PTH is going to be suppressed and is a down arrow in this case, okay? Students fuck this up all the time. They see the high serum calcium, they know about PTHRP, but it's distinct from PTH. PTH is actually suppressed. So we start with a down arrow for PTH. Then you look at 24-25 dihydroxy D3, you're like, what the fuck is that? You just need to know that that's a storage form of D3, and it's the same thing as 25-hydroxy D3 for USMLE purposes. So as you know, PTH or PTHRP, both of those will function to activate 1-alpha hydroxylase in the PCT of the kidney. That's going to convert over the inactive 25-hydroxy D3 into active 1,25-dihydroxy D3, which means that less 25 is available to be converted into 24-25. Okay, so that means we must have a down arrow for 24-25. Okay, and once again, that's because more 25 is converted over into 1,25. So that means we have less 25 available to be converted into 24-25. USMLE likes 24-25-dihydroxy-D3. It tends to be underemphasized in USMLE resources. And then it shows up on the NBME exam and you say, what the fuck is that? So I'm giving you the heads up right now. Also, fecal calcium is going to be decreased in this patient because the activation of D3 into the 1,25 form, 1,25-D3 is going to increase absorption of calcium and phosphate from the small bowel. So because we're going to have more calcium pulled out of the GI tract, we know that fecal calcium is decreased. This is also a variable that shows up on the USMLE for various PTH and calcium and vitamin D-related questions. So in summary, we have decreased PTH because it's suppressed. PTHRP, which is not listed as a variable, would be increased as secreted paraneoplastically by squamous cell carcinoma of the lung. And then that's going to increase our production of 1,25-dihydroxy-D3, which means less 25 is available to be converted to 24-25. And then fecal calcium decreases because we have more 1,25 functioning to increase calcium absorption from the GI tract. That's it.